Morning Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Tess is amped about today.
Whoop, whoop.
I like the tunes that you gave me to offer. I found you offered up.
What's it called? Garage? What's it called? Two-step? What's it called?
Move up, move up.
There's a whole list of them you can run through.
No, I know, because you're going to need to know them all to understand this. So we're doing grime.
Bop, bop, bop. Does grime get a... Bop, bop, bop? Grime does definitely... I think grime sort of...
It's a bit more grimy then.
Grimier. So, yeah, grime has a really weird, interesting history, which I didn't know until I looked it up, and I wondered why I had sort of different thoughts about it. It was really popular in the mid-2000s.
Yep.
And then died.
Post-jungle,
post-drum and bass.
It was pre-dubstep, really.
Aren't the, like, origins of its... like baseline dubstep.
Listen to you, love it, eh?
Well, yeah, because you know.
I'm just gonna make a traveling tunes observation here about dubstep, because I think it's old enough now that dubstep and grime are the two genres that I believe were made up by that, especially dubstep. It was almost like a made up genre because the generation, my generation, not saying my fault, but people of my age, we basically just decided and. But this huge plethora of about 700 different genres of music that we decided. And then your generation, Tess, and this is not your fault either. It's okay, we're all friends here. Your generation had nothing to call anything. And so you needed, as soon as something came up that was in some ways different, well, I don't think it was that different to what was already going on, you guys went, dubstep, it's dubstep, we love dubstep, dubstep.
Yeah,
it's not a criticism.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think I agree with that.
Well, no. It's so hard. So to adopt a new genre is pretty hard nowadays.
Well, that's because you're the outsider. See, grime is really grounded in a community. It's grounded in East London.
Then,
yeah. Well, but no,
but
then you're right.
It's hard to come up with a new genre nowadays.
Well, no, see, that's what's so special about grime because you know they get hip hop,
special grime.
They have reggae. But they sort of develop their own brand that's so different.
It's very English, isn't it?
Like, very. It's very localized. It's what they called hyperlocal, and that's kind
hyper-local.
Of it's kind of a brave thing to do, right? Because if you're so hyperlocal, will it become popular? But so then it had this weird resurge, like from 2014 on, and so it would have come and gone like any of these other genres you're talking about. But for some reason, it sort of came back, and then they're saying. The kids that have come with it, come back, grow up with it. So they had that early period when they were kids listening to it, and then it's come back. Because, yeah, it could have come and gone, you know, like some of these other genres.
So you taught me a lot about grime was Mike Skinner from The Streets. Interviewed him once and just sort of hang out for half an hour afterwards, and he was right into it. He was like, he said, that's my whole life has been, you know, but his stuff that he makes isn't grime.
Right.
But that's what he loves to surround himself with, you know?
It's a very vibrant, exciting genre. Let's play one. What are we playing first?
We got Dizzy Rascal, I Love You. First.
Okay, Dizzy Rascal.
You love Dizzy Rascal, eh?
Me?
I love you.
Was this like the start of it, Dizzy Rascal? Not this song.
I love you.
Yeah, he was one of the earlier ones.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
So you can see how the beat's quite messy. You know, like I don't know if a real drummer could ever play that.
Really, it's some. I mean, there's.
If a girl know where you stay, that's for.
Don't want to stand in like
that. You go, what for? Pregnant? What are you talking about?
Be stiff as that.
She's underage, that's raw. And against law, 5 years or more. And she wants a score in a half.
The ladies are dancing, I'll tell you that for free.
And then listen to that bass. I don't even know what that's doing. It's.
The bass is rude, isn't it? That's so. Like, it's so rude and so sort of. It's so confrontational. You know, if you're a little bit scared of bass, you'd want to turn the other, you cross the street.
Yo, some bitch, you know, keep calling my phone. She don't leave me alone. Just moan and groan. Keep ringing me at home. These days I don't answer my phone.
That way, some prick, you know.
It's so beautifully urban, isn't it?
Yeah, strong accents, no covering it up here, celebrating it.
I remember seeing an interview with Dizzy Rascal once on TV where they were talking about when Barack Obama got in, and about how excited he was. And he just sort of, he just did this great. He's so excited. I couldn't understand a damn thing he said. He was just so in the thick of his particular type of London accent.
There's a lot of like dissing each other as well in Grime.
They do have the beefs.
Like they have a lot of beefs.
And that hasn't necessarily proved ideal for some of them.
No, it's not ideal, but like.
But you know, it's interactional. It's alive. It's humans. Yeah. And they get angry with each other. And because it's such a verbal music, we can talk about stuff.
Yeah.
So and you'll just stick it in your song. Mm. Whereas pop artists, you wouldn't do that in your song. Mm. You might just say something.
And it gets like hip hop as well. It's like if you're not big upping yourself, then you have to stand behind all the people who are. You know what I mean? And so you can get lost. Yeah. You know?
And it's funny because you'll think, like, if you are someone who follows grime music, you'll think two people are, like, mates and they're great, and then they'll come out with a track that'll expose all of that.
That's the funny illusion of music, though. You never know with that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Now, he's half Ghanaian, half Nigerian, and a lot of these guys are African. You know, African, not African-American. And I think that's what makes it so different than African-American music. You know, that Britain has its own interesting stew in history of colonization and diaspora peoples. And that's what makes it different.
That's what makes those beats so complex as well.
Yeah, they're probably more straight-up connection to Africa. And, you know, more Jamaican. So, you know, so it's just closely related to Britain's colonization history and where they were. And so you get a different group of people and different stories. You know, Nigerian clothes are so beautiful. If you've watched some of, like, Idris Elba's, you know, more recent TV shows talking about, you know, the sort of British Nigerian culture and subculture and stuff. Mm. And it's totally different than the United States. And so that's why the music comes out completely different.
And the whole West, from I don't profess to know much about this, but the whole West Indian culture and you know, the UK West Indian culture, where it came from when that sort of heavy immigration started happening from that area, it was at a time when the poor were really poor in the UK, you know, and so there's a lot of sort of that.
And this reflects that
hungry sort of ruthlessness, you know.
The real poor areas and the real, you know, poverty that's in England that, you know, a lot of people would like to ignore. You know,
which is on your televisions every night on Coronation Street.
This is Skepta and Jamie. That's not me. This is one of Rob.
I love this little funny little grin you've got every time you announce it.
Rob Bollocks's favourite songs. He loves this tune. Jamie.
See, that sounds like Spacey's game.
Did you know these guys are brothers?
Jamie and Skepta.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
So one went with Jamie, the other one went with Skepta.
Well, JME.
Jamie though.
He studied classical music in a university degree, and Skepta didn't. And then he saw what his brother was doing, and he was like, "Oh, that's lethal.
That's cool.
That's annoying."
Yeah.
And then
if he just drops a bit of classical knowledge every now and then, though.
Yeah, sure does. He's like, actually.
Yeah. I don't think we really have a grasp of how massive this is in the UK as well.
Yeah, there are. Well, you know, all the articles I read said it's like that. It's equal or more than punk as far as Britain's export. You know, it's creating something unique and exporting it. They haven't done anything in decades since punk, and then now you can do Airbnb where you get grime flavors. Like it's a.
Hang on, what?
I know. Because you want to go to grime areas and
hang on, what?
Yep.
Maybe get stabbed, I don't know.
So it's not just East London, is it?
It was, right. But now, like,
see,
Birmingham...
You'll have towns that will have... There'll be meetings about being trying to sort of gear their whole image grimier.
Bristol's a big one?
Yeah, Bristol, Birmingham. But, you know, now there's Chinese grime, Australian grime. You know, like,
really?
It's become international...
I feel like the English accent is such a big part of the sound, though.
Yeah,
so
I know.
So how does that work?
Hey, we should have played some. No.
But then I guess it's the same with the hip-hop as well, you know? Like, hip-hop, you sort of you immediately think of African-American, but then you've got South America, you know, South Africans and bloody Australians even, you know?
Now, I was told to say this, by my nephew who does make beats, and he says it's so different from hip hop because it's at 140 BPM. Mm. Okay, but so. All y'all that really care about
it's much more jumped up. It's much more jumped up than buddy.
What's hip hop's BPM?
He said more like 89.
89, yeah.
And but every article I read said 140 BPM, as if that means something to somebody.
And that's why it's related to dubstep, isn't it? Because dubstep's 140 as well.
Well, and it's very electronic.
Dubstep's 140, but it takes coffee breaks all the way through it.
And dubstep has the drops and the wobbles. We'll have to do a dubstep show. Oh no.
No, let's not do the dubstep one.
Yeah, let's do dubstep.
No.
I think we should.
A drop and a wobble. But yeah, so you get the weird beats, the fast rapping, local slang, you know, the certain things that make it grime. And of course, like any other genre now, there's all debates. That's not grime. Mm. That's pop grime. You know, that's
true grime. Grime artist.
Some people say Dizzy Rascal's latest
to this conversation?
More pop. Okay.
That's right.
All right, that's interesting. Interesting that Jin, music aficionado, doesn't have anything to add to the grime conversation.
This is Stormzy. This is Stormzy with Know Me From.
He was here quite recently, wasn't he? When was he here last?
He's played a couple of northern bases, or maybe just one. But he's also played a concert. If grime's dead, then
how am I here? Big man like me with a beard, look, how am I... It's quite hard to dance to, actually, let's be honest.
Was that quite hard to work?
I think it's hard to dance to, because the beats are too weird. Okay, show us how you dance.
Just doing it, you know?
Jen, roll on the podium.
You know, it's kind of, like you said, chopped. So it's way more electronic. I mean, I know most hip-hop's created electronic, but this is supposed to sound electronic. You know, like, it's techno,
it's supposed to sound
house.
A little bit rude, eh? And this is, yeah.
Oh, well, yes, yeah. It is.
It's a little
it's
bit,
naughty.
But abrasive sort of, like, that's where you get your... Yeah.
And I think it's so interesting, you know, when we started making music on computers, everyone was worried, you know, we're all going to sound like robots. And then music like this just shows you can humanize it so much.
If you had a robot sounding like this, you'd probably send it back. You'd be like, that robot's gone a bit bung.
The humans can just inject their weirdness, you know, it just doesn't sound that mechanical or regular.
For me, it really reflects the heavy sort of pace of... inner city, busy inner city lifestyle, sort of, you know.
Absolutely, it's supposed to.
With the BPM part of it as well.
Like, it's such a street culture style of music, which is cool. Like,
places, that's all there is streets.
If you walk through, like, East London or something, there are people just rapping on the street. Like,
oh, well, yeah, they don't care over there.
See, and you can go to the Grime B&B and hear that.
Yeah.
That's so whack.
That's
though.
Weird, isn't
Seriously.
It?
Listen, I thought this was a Grime B&B. This is quite obviously a dubstep B&B.
And it had a big, all the stories about that earlier period is all about pirate radio, going to the top of the high.
That's what I was
going to
say, pirate radio.
And, you know, putting out their sounds. So it's got this really neat sort of underground history as well, of clubs and, you know, it's a very London, a particular story of London that isn't often depicted. Yeah.
We've got two texts
I was going to jump in this caller first. Well, that caller calls me. Are you there, caller?
What you call it?
Garage.
Garage?
Two-step urban.
Can you chuck that on, bud?
I think we might have overgrimed. We've run out of grime, mate. We've run out of grime time.
All right, just go outside, roll around on the ground. Good on you. See you, mate.
Bye-bye.
We have two quite contrasting texts to read out.
Okay.
Just read
the good one. Flag the other one.
Oh, the other one's so short, though. The other one, the not-so-good one is, I'm fully British, but sorry, this genre is fully shit. So, there you go.
The word he's used is shite, because he is English, so...
Yeah, well, there you go. And then the other one is, this music was the soundtrack to my 20s, Wednesday nights at FUBAR, uni flat parties, blasting the streets, dancing to Dizzy at a festival in Hyde Park in London. So many A-plus memories. Thanks for the happy start to Friday.
Aww. Grime, bringing people together.
Yeah.
I remember I was at the DJ at the Boiler Room at the Big Day Out once before Dizzy Rascal came on, and he just blew the roof off. It was so good. It was just watching what we New Zealanders love that sort of stuff.
And he was 16 when his first single came out. Like, they were young guys.
Good job.
And apparently,
hard worker.
People are like, that's why it was such a great genre, because it was youth speaking to youth. You know, like, it wasn't through record companies.
Yeah, it didn't sound like people going for record deals.
Yeah, it wasn't at all, you know.
All right, Kirsten, that's a fantastic genre this week. Can you top it next week on my final breakfast?
Oh, okay. I'll think of something wonderful. Precious. And it's not dubstep.
Oh,
I've got a great story for you too, by the way. Off air.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.